This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
How are you, Benny?
I'm very well, and yourself?
Back from Europa.
Oh, back from overseas.
How's it going? Have you landed?
Around the world in 8 days.
8 days?
You're not 80.
I said to everybody last week that there was a fashion crisis overseas, and I had to call you
out. There was a hem conference. Since Alexander passed away.
Forgot.
The Queen.
Yeah.
We couldn't work out what to do with hemlines.
So they called you over.
So we asked Naomi and she just bashed us.
Did you sort it out?
Did you hear she bashed someone else?
I heard.
What is with her?
She's just an angry
such an
person.
Angry mole. There's so many idols
these days. There is a lot.
You know which idol I connected with the other day?
Did you connect with one?
Oh, that Ricky thing. What's her name?
Ricky Lee. The Aussie one?
Ricky Lee.
Yeah, what about
her? Is she the one that put her thumb in her mouth and blew hard?
I don't know if that's that one.
A little bit larger than before.
Really?
Yes.
How have you noticed?
Well, she continually wears strapless dresses.
And so does that somehow...
makes her look like a dinghy.
So how did you connect with her?
I just was listening to her on the radio.
And you just connected. Did you like it?
Well, connected for a couple of minutes and I turned it off.
But we've had a few people writing
in. We had a little message from Tonya. And not Todman. She's not that crafty, but this one's crafty.
Yeah?
This one's, she says, hello, I'm a beige middle-aged Greek woman and who listens to you every Friday night without fail. So she'll probably be listening right now. Hello, Tonya.
Hi, Tonya.
Benny and Frank, you are matchless and sublimely wonderful.
Oh.
What does she mean by matchless?
Superbly.
Oh, superbly. But what's matchless?
Well, no one matches us.
Thank you for your gorgeous humour and brilliant choice of music. That's you, Frank.
Frank does all... The first bit's you, Benny. Sorry. I missed the cue.
And then she says, may you reign supreme. Love the Greek lesbian from Lesbos. Lesbos.
Gorgeous. Thank you, Tonya.
But she said she was beige.
But that's okay.
I don't think she understands what beige is.
Okay.
Is she beige or is she a lesbian?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, Tonya, you confused the whole thing. You ruined it.
What other escapades did you get up to in the old Europe town?
Not much in Europe. I met our listener, Ian from London.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you connect?
We had dinner.
And how was that?
It was so weird. It was like we knew each other.
Well, he has been corresponding with us
for a while. Well, Ian set up that little group, you know, the fans of the Two Fat Lattes in London.
Yeah, did you meet any?
It was a pretty cold night.
Well, why? Saying they can't come
I think
come
it was
out.
A bit too cold to
they
come.
They couldn't come out and see the... one of the lattes.
I think it was a bit too cold for latte. But, so I met Ian, so that was lovely. We went and had bangers and mash in Soho.
You say that so nicely.
You have to say it like Soho.
You do you?
But you know what was really funny?
Did you have a scrumpy?
A scrumpy?
Mm.
Is that when you, like, shake your bum?
No, it's cider.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What's when you shake your bum?
That's, that's crumping.
Oh, crumping. No, I didn't do that.
And Benny, messages. Give me.
There's messages.
Give me a few.
Oh, there's one from Anthony of Ant. Hi, Lattes. Bad accident on the Hume.
Oh, dear.
North of Craigieburn. Traffic nearly stationary.
Seek alternative route.
Seek alternative route.
It's like a telegram. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, and yes. And I think he sent that by
homing pigeon.
Morse code.
Yes.
Oh, we did. Have we got how are our landing pigeons upstairs? Homing pigeons.
How are they?
On the roof.
They're caged.
We should send them out with people should send them in with
a latte message. Yeah. Almost like a Barchi chocolate.
Mm.
Who else wrote in?
Frank from Preston called. Hi. And he said, so lovely to have the Lattes back live.
Because we were dead last week.
Last week we were kind of
reminiscing.
Pre-recorded, weren't we?
We were going down memory lane.
We were going down memory lane. Brad just wrote in. He said, "Hello, Two Fat Lattes. Driving through Beigeville at the moment. Went through the Mollum Mollum Tunnel." On East Link, the poor thing. At least I have some rainbow on my gaydio. The Mullum Mullum Tunnel.
Where is that?
Mullum Mullum is that going in or out? That's going away from the city, away from the light. So Mullum Mullum away from the light. What's going in?
Melba.
Melba. Oh. Like as in Peach Melba.
As in Dame Nelly.
Oh, as in Dame Nelly.
Yeah.
So Mullum Mullum, is Mullum Mullum a person?
It might be a river.
Oh, it's a creek.
It's a crick.
It's where the Woggle sleeps. Does the Woggle visit Melbourne?
I think that's a WA thing.
No, no. But does the Woggle visit him?
I've never heard of the Woggle.
Well, you know how I know the Woggle never came to Victoria? Because the Crown Casino is built on the edge of the Yarra River.
Is that not good?
And there's a tunnel underneath it.
Right.
See, Woggle gets very upset if there's construction work near the riverbed.
Okay. Apparently, Lourdes...
Talking of things highly spiritual.
That's right. We haven't talked about Lourdes or...
Oh, what is she?
Madge.
Madge.
Apparently, she's now using her daughter.
Oh, for publicity.
For publicity.
Oh, that's gorgeous. That's a 10-year investment.
Do you think so?
Yes. She didn't pump money into that for nothing. She didn't squeeze that watermelon out of that hole for nothing.
She's teaming up with her daughter.
Did she trumpet when she had the miracle birth?
What do you mean? Like a fanfare?
When I was away, when I came back, there was all this talk about some pregnant elephant at the zoo and how it trumpeted when it had an elephant. The elephant trumpeted because it had a...
How did you know that?
Well, I often do the same, except I trumpet before the birth. We shouldn't be talking about trumpeting
we're
talking about Madge.
Apparently, Madge is going to team up with her daughter, Lourdes.
Yes, what are they doing?
An album?
A poem reading? No. A new children's book?
No, they're going down your industry.
No, there's not enough room. Not for me and her.
There's going to be the three of you.
No way. Is she entering the fashion industry?
They're going to release a line of clothing for teenage girls. Apparently, it's going to be called the Material
Girl. It's called Baby Slut.
The Material Girl Collection.
Yes.
It's going to be sold at Macy's. Macy's kind of like our Target, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll include...
I wish we could talk to Lourdes. I want to know if the pants have crutches in them.
We'll have to give her a call. But it's going to include shoes, bags, jewellery, so all the accessories.
Yeah, and Coke bottles.
And the clothing. The products are going to range from $12 to $40, so they're going to be high quality.
And cheap and slutty.
Yeah, that's right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Lourdes.
Hi, yeah, it's me.
How are you going?
I'm really well.
Are you in England at the moment, aren't you?
I think I'm in New York.
Okay, you're moving about.
My mum's moving me around. I'm like a human shield.
I've been reading that she's teaming up with you. You're going to release a line of clothing.
Well, that's what she wants everyone to think.
Oh, so you're not doing it really.
Well, I can't get her out of my clothes.
She's been wearing your clothes.
Yeah, I go, Mummy, don't wear my clothes. You stretch them. And then she slapped me.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's all right. I can handle it.
Apparently, she's getting you to do the shoes, the design for the shoes, the bags, the jewellery. You're gonna accessorise.
Well, she said that I could have a special project.
Yeah.
But she does it all herself.
Oh.
And I said, Mummy, don't want to wear a cone bra. And then she made me a pair of pant undies. And I said, Mummy, I think this is supposed to have a crutch in it. Mummy, I feel cold. You know how my mum swallows coke?
She does. That's nice.
We're going to do a photo shoot and she gave me my own grab and go.
That's nice.
It's 380 mils.
Simo from East St Kilda wrote in. He goes, oh, I want to see Frank and Benny get naked, getting out of the shower. How can I get these pictures?
Dream on, Simo.
Yes, Simo, dream on, sweetheart.
I don't want to see that.
You're not Pamela Anderson and I'm not, what's his name? Slash. Is that his name? Someone just wrote Slash. Is that what I, or is that Tyre? Wasn't that?
Are you talking about the
Tommy Lee?
Tommy Lee, is it the one that she did
She did everyone, didn't she?
Yeah, but you're talking about the video.
Oh, the video,
right?
But we could do the same thing.
Oh yeah,
we could. We could go on the Murray and do it on a houseboat.
I like any chuka. Yeah. That'd be worth watching.
What a movie that would be! Choking in a chuka. How's that?
Can we make that? It just sounds too good not to make.
That would be so gorgeous.
Can we really make that?
That would be so.
I'm going up with a handy cam in a couple of weeks.
I thought you were
going
to go out with up with a handicap.
I'm just thinking of the script right now. But anyway, it'll
come to... I'm thinking of Catherine Gorge.
Are you?
So I want to do something outback.
Oh, you want to make it exotic?
I want to do something outback.
Echuk is exotic?
I want to do something outback and tribal. Can we do that?
We can do that.
Maybe we should ask the owners of Uluru if we could do something there. Because I think that would be special.
Yes, it would. Maybe not for a lot of other people. Maybe for us. It is the Homo Helpline. It is 2 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Yes.
And we do have a number to kick off.
We do.
Benny, stop reading all the other messages.
I'm just getting all these messages from Nick the Normal. I'm just trying to, hang on, I need to, okay, let's do this one.
God. You know what you need? What? An administrative assistant.
I do. I need a BA, a Benny assistant. I've had a shocking day at the emergency centre today.
Oh, that's bad.
Poor thing. Two botched, unnecessary blood tests. Incompetent nurse, doctors with attitude, a CT scan, spent a fortune on x-rays, etc. to tell me that I have throat trauma. He's got broken cartilage in his throat.
How does that happen?
Okay.
Don't look at me like that.
Apparently, I'm over the worst and it will gradually heal.
Oh dear.
From his throat trauma.
Well, how would that feel? You wouldn't be able to swallow, surely.
Oh. My dilemma is, how do I confess to my rainbow friends that this horrific throat trauma was caused by an overly excited 18-year-old male?
Oh.
was actually the result of him grabbing me around the throat in a bit of a kiddie wrestling session.
What?
Oh, so he was wrestling with
someone. So they were wrestling with each other.
Someone was wrestling with him and grabbed him by the throat.
What fun.
Oh, wow. So he wants... This is the weirdest homo helpline I've ever received. I've never given medical advice.
Oh, well, there's always a first.
Okay. So your friend grabbed him. So his 18-year-old friend.
Well, he's over the worst.
I like how he mentioned 18-year-old.
Was that necessary?
Yes, it was necessary to Tony, our friend Tony. So there's a bit. They're having a bit of a wrestling match. So rather than what so many of my friends would wish and hope for, friends are thinking something else.
What we thought initially.
I did think. How does one get throat trauma?
So he's not really asking.
Should I lie or dare I out myself with the truth?
I think you just got to tell it the way it is.
But. I
wouldn't mention the throat round the hand round the throat.
That sounds a bit like choking.
It does.
You know what I mean?
It doesn't sound, yeah.
And how we were just talking about choking in a chuka.
We were.
And Tony's had a bit of choking himself.
He has.
I don't think, I can't let anyone near my throat.
Why?
I just have this thing.
What, like touching your throat?
I don't even like people putting their arm
around
me. Like
touching your larynx.
I don't like people touching me personally.
Okay, I get it.
Even the flight... You know when the flight attendants, like they try and wake you up when you're sleeping?
And they go, sir.
Yes, sir. And you just... Well, they don't touch you these days.
Oh, they don't.
They just...
That's OHS.
They just wave a donut under your nose. No, they wave scrambled eggs. But you know they're not scrambled
How
eggs.
How do you wave scrambled eggs?
How do you scramble an egg at 40,000 feet?
You don't. I don't know what Tony's dilemma really is, whether he should tell the truth or not.
Tony's dilemma is he shouldn't let 18-year-olds grab him by the throat.
That's true, but I think he should just go with the truth.
And that 18-year-old has such a heavy hand. Imagine if he grabbed something else that delicate. He could have crushed it.
Well, he crushed his larynx, or, well, his cartilage.
And what was he doing without any clothes on? Oh, no.
Well, you don't wear anything around your neck.
He might have had a very nice cravat on.
And he might have.
He should have had a skivvy. He should have been wearing a skivvy.
Do you think so?
To protect
skivvies is so 1985.
But they protect your throat.
I think I wore one in 1991.
You also wore a bodysuit. Didn't you?
Do you
remember when people used to, you know, like,
no.
Did you used to tuck your skivvy into your jeans?
Yes.
Scary. And when I was at fashion school, I thought, wouldn't it be nice to put a couple of poppers at the bottom and you could just wear it as a bodysuit? then your skivvy would never roll out of your pants.
It wouldn't. Well, Tony, the only thing I can say to you,
I think
go with the lie, actually.
Yeah,
it's much more exciting.
Let's do some lying.
Yeah, lie. Say you have a great sex life and, you know, you love it.
Tell him that you were trying to do your best Pamela Anderson and you got injured doing it. And only
how fabulous is that?
Only a true professional should attempt.
And people will either walk away or be completely interested.
Only a true professional should attempt this stunt. And I did say stunt. I have to say, when we were in LA.
Yes.
LA.
La La Land.
What a crap place LA is.
I've never liked LA.
It's a hole.
Really?
It's.
Did you get a lot of people saying, "Hi, sir, how can I help you today?"
Exactly.
Really?
And I was, you know, I almost felt like that. It's like.
Drop the crap.
It's like they're in another planet.
Really?
Yeah, like I wanted to wave my hand in front of them and saying, "Hello, I'm here." Like,
who is that?
Yeah,
it's in there?
It's like they've been possessed or something. Like, I think it's all the donuts they eat. There's something not quite right about people, and especially if they work in a service industry, they're just really saccharine.
Oh, see, that wouldn't have gone damn well for a diabetic.
And they ask too many questions.
Really?
Well, I just felt like, am I too latte for, because I just, people say hello and you just want to say shut up. You know what I mean? Like, don't bother me. But then I thought, no, you've got to be
How
nice.
Do they say it?
But
you have to do it the way they say it to you. Let me be you, right? Hi, can I book a room for the night?
No, I can't do that right now. I need to, like, be possessed by the...
Do you?
I need to be possessed by the devil.
See, okay.
Oh, well, you know, like, because half of them are. but...
So, you
know... No, because they can't... What they do is, like, you know, you want to buy a T-shirt.
Yeah.
It goes, "Hi, my name is... Travis." And you're like, I'll be your waiter tonight, you're not a shopper or you're their guest.
Oh, and they're associates.
Yes, you're a guest.
I'm your associate tonight.
And I thought, well, at my house, guests often take things for nothing. You know, they leave with something.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You feed them.
Uh-huh.
A guest doesn't pay.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then have to give them a tip.
Oh, God.
Don't you hate that?
Especially when they're saccharine sweet.
Oh, and then you got to fill in a survey. And do you know how many I got inundated. Like, everywhere I went, someone gave me a survey to fill in. And do you know how many I filled in?
Zero. Sounds like fun.
Yeah. You want a tip? Don't give me a survey. We have to quickly say hello to our German listeners. This is from Douglas, and he says, "Hello, Benny and Frank. I'm at work at the moment, so can't clock in or dock with you. However, my little partner, Peter, is at home listening to you on the internet.
Interweb.
With big, burly German men installing a boiler at their house."
Oh, a boiler.
Oh, that sounds hot.
Who installs boilers? What does he do for a living?
Don't you often get them afterwards, like boils? And he's a bit under the weather. He's been a bit under the weather lately. And I was wondering if you could tell him that I think the absolute world of him and love him to bits. Sorry if that's a little bit mushy. Best, Douglas." Well, Douglas, that is disgusting. There is no way in hell we're going to do that. Because you know why, Frank?
Why?
Because he means the absolute world to us.
Oh, God.
And we love
that
him.
That was too
and
much.
And we love him to bits.
Okay.
Oh, I've just had
How do you feel now?
I'm coming down from a sugar high.
Well, I want to talk about the Today Show. The Today Show in the US, Matt Lauer and Al Roker, they were recently doing a week-long series of television family reunions.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
They had, you know, they had Eight Is Enough, the Partridge Family, and all those people that go with it.
Yes.
And apparently the Brady Bunch was scheduled to go in.
Yep.
But apparently Jan pulled the plug.
Jan did?
Jan did. Eve Plum. And Jan pulled the plug at the last minute because Marsha and her have been at each other's throats for a long, long time. They don't like each other.
She didn't crush her larynx.
No, she didn't. No, she didn't. But I think she might want to.
Oh.
But apparently the rumours say that they were at each other's for a number of years while the show was. Yeah.
What?
Well, Marsha wrote a book saying that.
Her marshmallow.
Marsha apparently wrote a book a long time ago.
Yes.
That included a piece on how they'd been girl-on-girl action with Jan. But Jan denies that.
That if that's true, that's before Paris Hilton.
Yes.
Imagine Paris Hilton in the Brady Bunch.
No.
How messy would it be?
Walking down those stairs with a poor, dog in her bag.
Poor Greg.
Poor whole family.
She would have done everyone.
Everyone's head in.
Even the butcher Sam.
Yes.
He wasn't safe. Because Anne B. Davis apparently used to like playing with the other end of the turkey. Didn't she? That was, Alice was often seen stuffing the turkey. She did, and you knew she was.
How do you know this?
Because she had those comfortable shoes on. And she never shaved her legs.
Hang on. Paul wants to say.
Hang on. Producer Paul.
Paul, hang on.
While I was looking at the all this stuff about the Brady Bunch, there is a thing, if you look on YouTube, called Not the Brady Bunch, XXX Porn.
Oh.
And guess who's the butcher?
Who?
Ron Jeremy.
Ron?
The porn star.
The guy with the long.
He's a very rotund man.
And
rotund?
A very large appendage.
Very large man, but very large appendage. And he plays the butcher in Not the Brady Bunch, and it's a little bit.
Racy.
How's your father? I just had to tell you
it
that.
It says very carry on.
It is. It's if you
carry
look
on Brady.
Look it up on YouTube, but not for kids.
That's interesting. Thank you, Paul.
I just had to tell you
that. You're a wealth of information this evening.
If I was in the Brady Bunch porn movie, I'd want to be on, you know, under the stairs next to the statue of the horse.
That How
Ming
do you remember that
that
was
Ming
there?
Dynasty statue.
What do you?
I had my eye on that.
Now, we had another homo helpline, and there's someone that's written in about word that I have not heard.
Okay, this is an emergency one. Hello, Fat Lattes. Can you please explain what bromosexuals are?
Bromosexuals.
I heard that the bromosexuals stand for gay guys being mistaken for straight. Is that true? And that's from Stan in Sydney.
Now, we've done research.
We're doing some research. We're going to cross over to producer Paul.
Yes.
Hello, producer Paul.
Hello there. Now, you've done a bit of research and you've discovered what a bromosexual is.
What's a bromosexual?
It's a guy who is totally straight.
Yes.
He will punch you in the face if you say that he's gay.
Yes.
He's so totally straight that he has sex with tons of chicks.
Yes.
His bro might be in the room with him, videotaping it with lots of close-ups of the...
Yes, he slept at my house.
Of the ting-tongs. and they'll even touch their own ting-tongs together.
Really?
And
they might what do you mean?
Slap each other on the bum.
They
all
dock.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, and hang out in the showers at the gym and do things.
What do you mean they touch their ting-tongs together?
Oh, you know, they do that but don't think about it.
Oh, you're giving me a tingle. Can we not talk about this?
And it might have been when they were at school and they were in a circle and sort of... But he is totally 100% not gay.
Okay, that's very specific.
Yeah, if you say he is, he'll deck you one.
You know, like my friend at the moment, you know, my straight friend.
Yes.
Who's having girlfriend trouble.
Yes.
He's started hugging. Let's just say there's a bit of a work situation. So, and he said, I really missed you. Like, he kept sending me messages. I'm really missing you. I really
that's
miss you.
Okay.
I really miss you. I said, okay.
But people miss
fine, yeah.
each other.
Yeah, but then he really, like, gave me a hug.
Was there any other contact?
Well, let's just say if we weren't wearing undies, we'd be docking.
Oh.
And there was no quick hands down to the, the posterior?
No, no. He wasn't.
It wasn't like...
We weren't... There was no... There was no...
And did he hit you in the...
I wasn't digitally remastered.
Oh, thank God for that.
But, you know, and I kind of felt, you know, like when you're hugging a straight man, that you just feel like it could just go on forever.
Maybe
no.
You.
I think I've been watching too much Titanic.
I think it's just
because I visualized him and me on the top of a ship, like sort of flying
in a vintage car.
No, you remember like
all fogged up.
No, that's the sexual. No, I was thinking more like with our arms open, like flying.
Oh, I'm the king of the world.
Mm.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
let's relive it for you.
Okay, so he's wearing overalls. Can we get a tradie?
Yeah, okay.
If we're going to really, let's really go for it. Butch,
okay.
Okay, so he's got, in one hand, he's got a couple of kilos of homemade sausages.
It's getting a bit out of hand already.
Are they flying in his hands
so
as well?
So one, yeah, he's got his arms open, and one hand he's got like 2 kilos of pork fennel sausages.
Very food related.
Well, you've got to eat something afterwards.
What's in the other hand?
Some people smoke.
What's in the other hand? Tell me what's in the other hand, please.
I don't know. You've thrown me.
Are you in the front?
I think I want to be in the front.
Okay. Do you have anything? What do you have on?
Hardly anything. Egyptian cotton. 500 count. Sateen sheet. And it's flapping in the wind.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah.
The sheet?
With my butcher behind me.
You just made my night.
Why can't dreams come true?
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.